The governor's plan includes more than $500 million in tax breaks he's been promising during campaign-style events around the state. Some will probably mean more money in the average person's pocket, like a reduction in the cost to register a car. Others are aimed more directly at businesses, like a plan to decrease the filing fees to operate in Florida. Scott says it's all part of his plan to give the state's surplus back to the people.
Over the last 3 years, we have cut taxes 24 times. And now we're going to give another $500 million back to Florida families. Our tax record in these four budgets represents a sharp contrast to the four budgets before we took office.
Scott's budget also includes what he calls $287 million in savings. The explanation from his budget office about exactly where those savings come from is vague. For instance, the budget plans to save the state $175 million in costs avoided or services added. Democrats wasted little time Wednesday in calling the budget an election year stunt. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.